So I just started with chiropractic care because my pain was in my back the most. And it seemed as if my back and my hips were the origination of where the pain and where the symptoms came from. And duh, that's because everything does originate from there. It starts in the brain. There's three parts of your central nervous system. There's the brain, there is your spine, and then there's your spinal nerves.
Have you tried yoga? Maybe you should see a psychologist.
Are you stressed?
Change your diet. Acupuncture. Try stretching.
Sleep?
You've been doing so well.
Stop stressing. Anxiety.
Functional?
Functionality.
Functionality. Functionality.
Welcome to the Functionality Podcast. I'm your host, Tasha. How are y'all functioning? The tea of the day is hibiscus tea. This tea is special to me because this time 4 years ago, I was in Uganda and I actually got the tea from there. It's a loose leaf hibiscus tea and it is so tasty. I prefer loose leaf tea. I'm a little bit of a tea snob, y'all. I really actually, like, I love tea. So I try all different kinds of tea. So if there's any tea that anyone suggests, any tea that somebody loves and they're like, you have to try this if you really like tea, please let me know because I will without a doubt get it. So the question of the day is, what's the tea on FND and chiropractic care? I'm going to put this whole disclaimer out there. I'm not a chiropractor. I'm also not a neurologist. Y'all know that. So I'm really just going to let you know what I've experienced as far as chiropractic care and as far as what works for me and my back. So I was not a chiropractic patient prior to experiencing symptoms. I was actually a little bit fearful of a chiropractor because I had heard some stories about people whose backs got messed up from a chiropractor and people who regretted going to it. They did more harm than they did good. So I was always like, no, thank you. I would rather not break my back. I would rather just be in the pain and suffer through the pain than end up paralyzed or whatever. But plenty of things have significant risks. But in this case, I was already experiencing so much pain. I was like, let me just see if we can get some help. Because once I realized I was kind of on my own and the only help that was really being pushed was mental health or behavior health, then I switched my brain to symptom resolution. I was like, okay, I have to be my own advocate. I have to be the person. I have to create the team if I'm going to have a team. I have to be the one that is going to resolve what I'm going through because no one else lives with this body and this pain and these symptoms every day except for me. So I just started with chiropractic care because my pain was in my back the most. And it seemed as if my back and my hips were the origination of where the pain and where the symptoms came from. And duh, that's because everything does originate from there. It starts in the brain. There's three parts of your central nervous system. There's the brain, there is your spine, and then there's your spinal nerves. So there's a reason that there is functional neurology or chiropractic neurology because it all ties together. Your main nerves come right out of your back, out of your spine. So I didn't find a chiropractic neurologist, but I probably should have. Thinking about it now and looking back on what I've learned, I probably should have. So for anyone out there who is interested in finding a chiropractor or trying a chiropractor for FND-related symptoms, probably look for a chiropractic neurologist if you can. And if anything, somebody who specializes and knows about FND, it probably could pay off in the long run. So I did find a chiropractor. I literally just Googled it. I wanted it to be near me because y'all know how I feel about driving. So I found a chiropractor near me. I made a phone call, kind of explained what I was going through and asking if they could do anything about it, if they could see me. And they said that they could get me in that week. So that was music to my ears because when it comes to the VA or when it comes to the community care option, appointments are always like a month or two or three out. And that was awful. Like, hey, I'm in pain now. I'm experiencing symptoms now. So to be able to call a chiropractor and she's like, oh yeah, we can get you in this week. I was astonished. I was absolutely amazed. And then it just turned out to be the absolute sweetest little chiropractic office. They were kind of like family-owned, family-run. He was a little bit older, so he had never heard of FND, but he was more than willing to learn. And he listened to me every single time I went in there. Every single time I went in there, he was focused on how can we make your quality of life better. He wanted to know how things had been going. He really listened. And it was a whole change prior to what I had been experiencing like 3-4 months prior to that. And so that like drew me in even more because I had been dismissed and feeling like I was being gaslighted for all these months. And then finally, someone was like, tell me more. This is interesting. This is strange. I had an x-ray. The first appointment, I paid $100 for a consult because it's not covered by insurance. But I actually looked it up recently and I can get chiropractic care through my VA insurance. So that is on my list for next week. Beginning of next week, I'm calling and kind of finding out who can I see as far as chiropractors is concerned, because I've since stopped going, but I'll get to that point. So I paid $100 for a consult. I got an x-ray of my spine. Everything looked good as far as that. There was nothing on my spine. It wasn't some crazy scoliosis or anything going on. He said it looked pretty good. It's a little bit out of alignment, but as to be expected. So he was like, but I think I can help you. I think I can help you. So then we set up a plan that I was coming in twice a week for, I think, a month. And then it tapered down to once a week and then to maintenance, yada, yada, yada. And I will say that it seemed to be the initial saving grace of getting my body back moving again, because I was losing my legs and having so many more episodes, like daily episodes, prior to chiropractic care. Before I started going to get my back adjusted, I was in a rough spot. I was in a really, really rough spot. I was in the bed or on my beanbag every day, all day. And so finally, the first few weeks, I couldn't even take myself to the chiropractor. Mr. Mahogany drove me to each of those appointments because I couldn't get myself. I was using my cane every day. I would use my cane all the way up until walking into the appointment. I would walk to the exam room with my cane. And then by the time that I was walking out, I would walk out without my cane. So that's how I knew, hey, there's progress being made, because I would be a mess. I would wake up and be a mess. Like, I can't move. Sometimes Mr. Mahogany would like literally put me in the car and be like, let's just get you to the chiropractor, because it would like reset my body for the day. And so we talked about pillows. We talked about the bed. We got a whole Sleep Number bed. I changed my pillow. I've gone through some pretty extensive lengths just to try to get my quality of life to improve. And has it? Yes. So has it been worth it? Yes. Has it been a lot of trial and error? Absolutely. And part of the reason why I want to make these videos and make the podcast is just to kind of help people avoid some of that trial and error and maybe get to some resolutions and gain some of their quality of life back sooner than other people did. So I was going consistently. We were making progress. And then when it shifted down to once a week, by that time I was driving myself. And then it shifted down to the monthly maintenance. I went like once, or like it was like every 2 weeks. So I went every 2 weeks, and then it got down to finally the time when it was like once a month. And then I just really couldn't justify it anymore. I was like sick of living my life around appointments. Even though I was making progress, I was just tired, because sometimes you get burned out of just appointments, of waking up and being like, what appointments do I have today? And and I don't even have that many, but taking myself, that was a whole like, okay, let me just give all my spoons to go make myself feel better. It becomes a like a cycle that you can't jump out of, until I was like, one day I just was not able to take myself. So I was like, screw it, I'm not going. And then I never rescheduled. And I actually missed them. Be better than me. Call your people and cancel your appointment, because I didn't do it that day. I was really, really down in the dumps. But immediately after that, I switched to acupuncture, and I'm going to have an episode on that. That's the next episode. So we'll chat about that. But it was just difficult. Even though I was making progress and it was great and I was starting to feel better and starting to have better days, it still felt like my whole days were resolving around my symptoms. Even if it was symptom management, my whole days were still resolving around my symptoms. And at that time, Mommy Junior was still in virtual school. She would literally take her tablet with me to my appointments. And so she's like singing her good morning song and she's answering questions while I'm in the middle of getting my back adjusted. So the doctor's talking and then she unmutes herself. And so like her class can hear the doctor sometimes. It was just like, it was a lot to juggle. We worked it out because that's the kind of people we are. And that's the kind of kid that I've built her up to be. But I know it wasn't easy on her. There were days where her teacher's like, take out this folder, go get this. And she's like, Mommy, I don't have my stuff. And I'm like, we'll be done in like 30 minutes. We'll be home soon. So it was just, it wasn't okay. And so then having to pay out of pocket for like 12 sessions, I mean, I'm still not working. So all of those things are things to take into account. And so I was like, I just can't. I just need a break. I needed a break. And so I intended on just taking a break, but then I switched to acupuncture. And so it kind of became the replacement for the chiropractor. However, the whole goal that I have figured out, the whole goal is to restore feedback so that your nervous system knows how to deliver the messages properly. So when I would go to the chiropractor, after he figured out that there was nothing major going on and kind of what his plan of action needed to be, at every single appointment, this is how it would go. First, he would place the tens. He would place the tens because I used to have like this tightness in between my shoulder blades, which I just attributed to kind of like, oh, I slept wrong, because it wasn't an everyday thing. And this was like for the last year or so prior to that. But it was come and go, and so it would work itself out through the day, and I would be okay. But so I guess he really felt a lot of tightness there, so he would place the tens there on my shoulders, and then I would sit with that on for a little bit. Then he would come take it off, and then I would get on the chiropractic rolling table, the rolling massage table, and that was always super interesting to me. It was super interesting because my lower back has been the point that I have been screaming about and trying to get a doctor to really pay attention. And I'm like, hey, there's something wrong with the nerves or the where the messages get split up or where they glitch is in my lower back. I can feel it. I literally can feel it. So like there will be times when you can change the intensity of the rolling table. And so they would say, what level do you want it on? And I'm like, it's going to be a low day. On the days where my back was just like, ooh, super tight and everything, I couldn't do it too high or it would send me into tremor episodes literally in the chiropractic office. So that was always interesting. Some days I was like, I can't do it. I can't do the rolling massage table today because that pressure, the way that the pressure, like the waving, rolling pressure, it was no good. It would send me straight into an episode. But the tens unit was always good. And then after that, he would do a handheld massager, which I actually went and bought the exact, well, Mr. Mahogany bought me the same exact one. He was willing and still is willing to get me whatever I need to make me feel better. Love that man forever. But so then he would do a handheld massager. So I'd get on the regular chiropractic table and he would do the handheld massager and just kind of loosen up the muscles and loosen up the bone, you know, the muscles around the bone so that he could go ahead and make the adjustment. And it was great. It was really great. Then he would do the actual chiropractic adjustment. And after the first couple times, it was, my body got used to it and it was okay. The first few times I was like, oh my gosh, please don't break my neck. I'm nervous. But it is okay. It does work. And I did feel better after. I would really have better days. So if your spine is in charge of protecting your spinal nerves, when the bones in your spine shift from their normal position just due to injury, due to development, due to poor posture, due to any of the way we sleep, the way we sit in the car, as much sitting as we do, any of that, that puts pressure on your spinal nerves. So that, I think, is really, really what happened to me. And I still think my back, sometimes my back is trash. It's getting back to being rough. And I trying to figure out what I'm doing differently. The pressure on these spinal nerves results in them potentially having imbalanced output. And then it would mean there's difficulty delivering the signals that it needs to deliver to the other parts of the body. So wouldn't that make sense that when there's imbalanced output, then your nerves are going to seem as they're misfiring and they're not delivering the signals or the messages correctly. And so we're getting involuntary movements. We're getting temporary paralysis. We're getting dissociation of limbs. We're getting nausea. We're getting all these different things because your nerves are like, hey, there's a whole bunch of pressure on these nerves. And so we don't know what to do. We're having an issue. And so the adjustments that you get from chiropractic care relieve that pressure so the body can begin to heal on its own. A little small, I digress, because I am not a fan of pharmaceuticals. I am not a fan of medicine. I am not a big pill popper at all. I really try to go the natural way for most things in life. I honestly try to do that because I know that anything that comes from the earth is kind of like A-okay with me, but the more you manipulate it, the more possibility that it's not going to be something that you want in it. So I love natural products, natural, holistic, homeopathic ways of treating things. So that's why I like going along. I tried chiropractic care, then acupuncture. You'll notice that I don't say, hey, I'm on 15 different medications. I'm on this, I'm on that. I'm trying to get my medication switched. I don't. I really, really don't. I do have some pain medicine, but I have a very, very minimal amount because, one, they don't give it out like that. They just don't. And so I've figured that it's easier for me to just figure out a natural way to relieve my pain than to continue to fight for pain medicine. And then they think that I'm just trying to get pain medicine because there's a fine line. There's a stigma behind people who are in pain and ask for pain medicine. And I had someone tell me, I had a professional tell me, well, you're too young to be in this much pain. I'm like, I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
Bruh.
But then to me, that's like medical trauma, which obviously we'll do an episode on that. But then I was like, fine, forget it. I will no longer ask for this medicine. I don't need your medicine. I bet you my body can heal itself anyway. So I am happy that the chiropractic care actually worked. And it's something that is natural and I don't have to put anything foreign into my body. It's naturally adjusting so that my body can do what it's supposed to do, which is heal itself. And I am having pain very often again, and I should have maintained it, but it gets tiring when you feel like you're living just to try to live. And so I do have some other alternative things that I have been doing, which have, I think, helped me to maintain. I do yoga. I'll do an episode on yoga. I also have this guy right here, which, sorry for my voice podcast people, but all my video people, this right here is a foam roller. So I use my foam roller. It's kind of like rolling on the massage table. I just have to do it manually. So I have a foam roller. I also have a TENS unit. I have a personal TENS unit that I was able to order. Shout out to Mr. Mahogany again. From the flexible spending account store. And I really like my TENS unit. I really do. I use it for both my endometriosis pain and for my back pain and for almost and like my knee pain sometimes. So the TENS is great because you can put it on different settings and it can knead, it can roll, it can rub, it can anything like that. And then it also has heat settings too. So I love the fact that I have this little pocket sized pain relieving machine that I can take anywhere. I travel with this, so it's like just in case I don't have other things that I need. I can't really take a foam roller with me, or I wouldn't really take a foam roller with me, but I can take the TENS unit and know that, hey, if we got some pain for real, instead of popping some pills or instead of being concerned about what we don't have, I can just take my TENS unit and then boom, I know that I can have a good 30-minute pain management session. And other than that, oh, I have so many back braces. I have another back brace with vibration technology. I have a weighted blanket, which I love and which I need. I also have a weighted heating pad. It's like a 5-pound weighted heating pad that also does massages and other settings. And I bet you there's more. Oh, we have an inversion table. So the inversion table kind of gives the same idea. It's the same premise because if you flip upside down, if you invert, then that also relieves the pressure on your spine. We're upright all the time. Even when I'm sitting, I'm still upright. Even when I'm laying, I'm not totally relieving the pressure. We're laying right on our spine. But once you invert, you kind of are relieving that pressure from off of your spine. So as things can get back in alignment, things can readjust, and then your body can heal on its own. So I don't hop on that as much as I should, but I am going to get better at it because of the fact that my pain is starting to intensify a little bit and I do have the tools. So I guess the one thing that I would want to say is make sure you get the tools. If you are not seeking the actual medical care, if you can't find the medical help, there are tools that you can get. And if you have a doctor that you can't see that often, a chiropractor you can't get into, or whatever, there are ways to supplement even the medical care that you get. So an inversion table, it's not a huge investment, and it's worth it. It's definitely worth it so that you can, like, if you feel you're worse, or if you're like, hey, my appointment's not for another 7 days, but I'm awful, go get on that inversion table, and then that'll help. So get the things. Amazon has all the things there. If you have any questions about what kind of things to get, definitely send me a message, and I can lead you in the right direction. I would love to help, because I think one of the reasons why I pretty much don't go to the doctor as often as I see other people go is because I have really learned to manage. I have learned to manage, and I learned what works, what doesn't work. When I feel certain things, I know, okay, this is what I need to do to alleviate this. I do heat way more than I do ice. I don't love ice at all. It stiffens me up, and it makes me feel worse. So pay attention to your symptoms. I would say really pay attention. Pay attention to what helps. Pay attention to what hurts. Pay attention to what situations make things worse and what situations make things better. That seems like probably something I've already said, but it's super important. Super important because like I'm saying before, your back is pretty much the host of everything. All the nerves come straight out of that spine and go where they need to go. So if you're having a lot of limb issues, pay attention to your back. It may be so much less about your limbs and more about your back. Like I said, number one, seek a chiropractor. Chiropractic neurology or functional neurology if you can. And number two, get the additional things. Build your own inventory of medical equipment and medical supplies. You will not regret it. And then number three, be consistent. Number three is definitely be consistent, because I feel that I never had issues. I never had back issues before this, but I have a lot now. I can stand in the kitchen for 5-7 minutes and then I will regret it the next day. I stood up. I went to go see a friend of mine. Oh, Lexi. I went to go see Lexi, and I was standing up at the place that we were at. And then by the time I got home, I was like so stiff. It goes all the way to my lower back. It feels like Tetris almost. It literally feels like Tetris. So like if I'm standing, that's like the first few blocks coming in. Do, do, do. And then by the time that I've maxed out, it's like, because my whole back, it feels like it's just compacted. So to be able to come home and get on the inversion table, to be able to come home and do the foam roller and be consistent with that, that makes it so that I am able to kind of recoup a little faster. So the more consistent that I am. Also, I've been going on walks, and I think that is both helping and hurting. It's helping because it's making it stronger. It's making my legs stronger, getting my back used to moving at more or walking more. Being consistent is really just the key to all of that, because even though I am walking more, that means I still have to be extra consistent with the management of pain, because there might be more to come. And so that's it. If anybody has any chiropractic stories, chiropractic questions, let me know, and I'll definitely try to answer those questions for you. That's all of the tea that I have on FND and chiropractic care. Till next time, be intentional, be faithful, and be humble. Bye, guys.